are kicking off here in the heart of this iconic city here in San Francisco. This city has been the leader in clean technology, innovation, policy progress for decades. And we are honored to have many of the folks who made that progress possible here to join us to speak today. This tour is our way to connect with the communities across California as we launch our growth across the state. And the site we stand at today is just the beginning. So we're going to begin our grand tour with remarks from the mayor of this iconic city of San Francisco. We're so excited to have Mayor Daniel Lurie here today. Mayor Lurie has proven his commitment to bettering the lives of the community through his work and his priorities. Come on up. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Lurie. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everybody? You good? Good. Well, it's great to stand with you and so many of our great leaders, David Chu, Matt Dorsey, thank you both for being here, who are helping us drive progress for electric vehicles and climate action. Today, we are welcoming Ayana as a new climate tech partner, breaking ground on this EV charging station here in San Francisco. This moment carries extra meaning because it marks your first charging station in the state of California. So congratulations, Ayana. In San Francisco, EVs make up a significant share of recent vehicle purchases, and that number continues to rise. We have more than 40,000 registered EV drivers, and they depend on reliable places to charge. Since the beginning of this year, San Francisco has opened up more than 50 new fast chargers across the city, including in the Bayview, the Mission, the Sunset, curbside chargers in DuBose Triangle, and now Ayana comes to Soma. With these charges, the number of publicly accessible chargers in San Francisco will be over 1,200. That is a 200% increase in San Francisco's EV charging capacity since 2019, with more to come. Charging access is central to our climate goals. Without dependable options, residents may hesitate to shift to cleaner transportation. Projects like this give San Francisco confidence and the people of San Francisco confidence that choosing an electric vehicle is an important and importantly, easy step forward. Today's groundbreaking reflects San Francisco's climate leadership. It moves us closer to fully electrifying our transportation network so that every San Franciscan has the option to choose clean mobility. Tyrone Ju, I want to thank you, the director of San Francisco Environment Department, and your clean transportation team. Their EV roadmap and their work to streamline permits continue to deliver results and make the city one of the easiest places in the country to charge an EV. I'm grateful to every leader who helped bring this project to life, and I want to thank Ayana for choosing San Francisco and investing in our future. So congratulations to all of you, to our friends in the back from PG&E as well. I look forward to seeing this station come alive and welcoming future Ayana sites across this great city. Now let's go San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mayor Lurie. Next, we are so happy to welcome City Attorney David Chu. He has served on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and in the California State Legislature. During his time there, he authored landmark Assembly Bill 1236, requiring expedited, streamlined permitting processes for EV charging stations across the state. So we couldn't be more excited to have you here, City Attorney Chu.
Good morning. I want to welcome all of you alongside our mayor to warm and balmy San Francisco. This is a day that reminds us of the importance of our work on climate change, and I just appreciate all of you for this good, important step that San Francisco is taking toward our clean and green future. So you may be wondering, why is the city attorney speaking today? My work on these issues started almost a decade ago when I was approached by a very surprising coalition. And let me give you the context. Governor Brown had just set for the entire state in 2014 a goal of having 1.5 5 million electric vehicles on the streets of California by 2025, which was this year. And at that moment, there were only 100,000 EVs and only 2,000 EV charging stations. And as the president of the California Energy Commission well knows, at that time, their commission said we needed 190,000 EV charging stations. So we had a long way to go. One of the challenges, as was shared with me by a coalition of environmentalists, the American Lung Association, EV charging representatives, businesses, was that it was incredibly difficult to site and to permit this very station. The problem was regulations were literally all over the map. Every single city had a different way in how we permitted. And we have 481 cities. And so the concern at the time was that there was just going to be a piecemeal approach and it was going to take decades to get this done. And so I was asked to author AB 1236 to streamline permitting. And then we followed up with timeline requirements. That was close. The mayor was almost there for the rescue, for the catch. But we followed up with another law that I authored with now Sacramento Mayor Kevin to establish timelines on this. And today, this past year, we have 1.76 million EVs on the roads of California. We have many more to come, but one thing I will say, just to put this in context, there are 36 million registered vehicles on the streets of California. So we've got a long way to go. And we also know that climate change is the existential crisis. There are many issues that our mayor and our supervisor and I, we are working on to address crises of the day here on our streets. But in our lifetimes, our children will not forgive us if we don't figure out how to get to 100% clean energy. So I want to just appreciate all of you for being here. It's going to take everyone working together from the industry. Ayanna, thank you and your leadership. I want to thank everyone here from government, particularly GoBiz and our California Energy Commission, our Department of the Environment. And I also want to take a moment and thank the lawyers in my office who work to continue to streamline permitting for this and hopefully many other stations here in San Francisco and California. I'm looking forward to a day when every single car on the streets of California is 100% renewable and electric. And as our mayor likes to say, let's go San Francisco.
A man of action. Thank you so much, City Attorney Chu. next, we're so happy to be joined by Senator Scott Wiener here today. Thank you for you all bringing you right up to the stage, Senator, representing District 11. I'll just go ahead and turn it over to you, but Senator Wiener, just want to call out, he's been such a strong supporter for numerous bills supporting improved transportation, infrastructure, addressing the climate crisis, a true rock star. Thank you so much for being here today, Senator.
Thank you, and what's wrong? Is it good? All right. Is it working? Great. First of all, congratulations, and thank you to Iona for doing this. It's incredibly important. We know that the transition to an all-electric and ultimately non-fossil fuel future is absolutely essential for the future of the planet. We have to electrify everything as quickly as possible, and expanding charging capacity is an essential part of that. The biggest barrier to transitioning to electric vehicles is that people don't think they're going to be able to charge. And so this is incredibly important. We need to electrify the entire transportation system. It has to be a top priority, and we need to make it easier and faster and more affordable to do that. So this is fantastic. I am so grateful. And let's do more of this. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator. And next, we'll be joined by Supervisor Matt Dorsey of District 6. He serves as a member of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority and Downtown Revitalization and Economic Recovery Financing District. Thank you for having us in your district, Supervisor Dorsey.
I want to thank you for coming to my district. It's also great to just be here with some of my favorite elected officials. Mayor Lurie has been a great ally. David Chu is running the office that I worked in for 14 years. There's very few. I didn't work for David Chu, but as I said to him when he took office as city attorney, there's very few people I would have trusted to run that office, and David is one of them. Scott Wiener is somebody I also worked with in the city attorney's office, a dear friend. I just want to express my gratitude to Ayanna for being here in South Upmarket. I am blessed as a district supervisor to represent neighborhoods like South Upmarket that are incredibly eclectic. This is a neighborhood that through generations has continually reinvented itself. And we see that in how eclectic it is. This is a place where I used to work 20, 30 something years ago in that when it was an office building. Today it's a residential rehab facility. It's across the street from an elementary school. There's a leather bar there. There's a coffee shop here. There's a big box store here. Very rarely do you ever see neighborhoods with this much diversity in what's out there. But the thing that I have said when I first was appointed to the Board of Supervisors, representing the neighborhoods I represent, which in addition to South Upmarket include Mission Bay, Mission Rock, East Cut, Treasure Island, a lot of new and up-and-coming neighborhoods. What we are doing in the district I represent is important to our city, because what we're doing here is what San Francisco is going to look a lot more like in 100 years. So you could not have picked a better district or a better neighborhood to put the first rechargery from Ayanna than here. So I am just so grateful to be a part of this. This is great for the neighborhood, and I really appreciate that the amenities that are going to be put in these facilities while people wait for their cars to charge are going to respect the neighborhood. So it's nice that you're not having a coffee shop here, because we've got a wonderful one right next door. You're respecting the neighborhood and really being a partner to the neighborhood. That means the world to me, and it means the world to the businesses in the communities I represent. I am just so excited for what this is going to mean to the neighborhood, but also to fulfill the promise of our climate action plan in San Francisco. This is what the future is. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of it.
Thank you, Supervisor Dorsey. So excited to be here. And next, we're going to welcome a national leader in clean energy and transportation, the California Energy Commission Chair, David Hochschild. He's served on the California Energy Commission since 2013 and was appointed as chair by Governor Newsom in 2019. Commissioner has such a long history working to support clean technology and the environment, beginning his career in the early days as special assistant to then Mayor Willie Brown here in San Francisco, where he launched a $100 million solar initiative. You have countless accolades as a leader in clean energy and has worked with Ayanna this year. We've been lucky enough to work with Chair Hochschild to seek improved efficiencies for implementation of projects like Ayanna rechargeries across the state. So we couldn't be happier to welcome you, Chair Hochschild.
Well, thank you so much for that generous eulogy. And I want to begin with gratitude to whoever on the team had the foresight to get a canopy today. Been to a few dedications where that didn't happen. First of all, Mr. Mayor, thank you. You're doing a hell of a job. And as a native San Franciscan, I just really appreciate how much you are focused on the day-to-day issues. And I think we should give it up for the mayor. He's the first mayor of San Francisco to drive an electric vehicle as the official vehicle. That's a national model. Thank you. Thank you. David Chu and Scott Wiener, huge fans of yours, and you guys were and continue to be pioneers and leaders on climate and clean energy. And Supervisor, thank you as well. Just a little bit of context. California is leading the way on this issue. When we came out with the goal at the height of the wildfires in 2020 to get to 100% electric vehicle sales by 2035, we got mocked and laughed at. We were at 7% of vehicle sales being electric then. We're at 29%. Today, we're adding 1,300 EVs a day, and we have more electric vehicle charge plugs in California, public plugs, 201,000, than we have gasoline nozzles, 120,000, right? So we're getting there. And anybody who tells you it's not going to happen has their head in the sand. But we need this transition to happen quickly. There's a lot of benefits to that. And one thing I appreciate about this, I think this site is going to serve members of the public, but also the ride-hailing drivers, the Uber and Lyft drivers who need a place to quickly recharge. I was told in talking to this, they're going to be able to charge here in 15 minutes because it's 400 kilowatt charge, incredibly fast. And that's the way the future is going to go. So we're leading the way here in San Francisco and California. Thank you, Ayanna, for being incredible pioneers. We hope to do many more of these, hopefully on some sunnier days. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right. Next, honored to introduce the Executive Vice President Operations and Chief Operating Officer of Pacific Gas and Electric, Sameet Singh. Sameet has over 20 years of experience with PG&E, driving efficient, safe, and reliable infrastructure development. And IANA has been fortunate enough to work with Sameet and the amazing team at PG&E across our portfolio of projects. We couldn't build these high-speed chargers without this collaborative partnership. So we're so excited to have you today, Sameet. Come on up.
Thank you so much. Good morning. It's a sincere privilege and a humbling honor for me to represent and be here on behalf of PG&E. Amazing to be here together, charging forward, literally, together, and as we help shape California's energy future. Today marks a major milestone of bringing together innovative partners, cutting-edge technology, and our hometowns that we're so privileged to serve every single day to make clean, resilient energy and transportation more accessible for all Californians. I want to give a special thanks to IONA, the coalition of automakers, the developers, the contractors, the city leaders, mayor, CEC commissioner, David, supervisor, as well as senator. Just your leadership has been unparalleled to be able to help make clean energy future a reality for all Californians. PG&E is proud to help power more than 775,000 EVs within our service area. That results in one in eight electric vehicles across the entire United States, and we're excited to work with IONA to implement seven construction-ready projects that we're currently actively working on. You can see our field teams back there with their hard hats and PPE with PG&E that helped make this a reality every single day, and there's much more to come. And this is building on the 3,800 charging ports that we have already enabled so far. Electrification is central to PG&E because we know it benefits people. It protects the planet by cutting carbon emissions. It strengthens California's prosperity. And with smart midday charging and the bi-directional battery technology, we really think that EVs can be a grid resource to be able to help meet peak electric system demand and at the same time reduce electric rates for our customers. And in fact, for every 1 million electric vehicles that are added, we estimate that we can reduce electric vehicle rates by 1 to 2% for our customers. So it's a win-win across the board. As we stand here together in the heart of Northern California, we have the privilege to be in a county where 40% of new vehicle sales are electric. So we see the momentum building. So this is just the beginning. And we're proud to be a partner with IONA, all of you, to make clean, resilient energy available for all Californians. So with that, I'll hand it back over to you.
Thank you so much to Sameet Singh and the whole PG&E team. And next, we'll be having a warm welcome to Deputy Director of ZEV Market Development at the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, Gia Vassin. Your office focuses on improving the equity and efficiency of infrastructure development, and IANA has been fortunate enough to work with Gia and her whole team this year. So thank you so much, Gia.
Good morning, everyone. Before I get started with my official remarks, a couple of shout-outs. I hear that Mayor Lori has won the bet between himself and Governor Newsom on who could get their Rivian EV first. And I hear that you won. So 6 months. So congratulations. And I also want to recognize City Attorney Chu. Thank you so much for the legislation that you put in place. Our agency works to implement that on a daily basis and ensure that cities and counties are in compliance and help figure out how to clarify those laws and really help us build projects faster. So I think that IANA is a great example of a really quick project, and that says a lot about the state's laws, but also says a lot about what's happening here in San Francisco to implement those laws and the foundation that you set. So thank you. I'm really delighted to be here today to celebrate this this opening or this groundbreaking here, and looking at how it'll soon allow more fast chargers for San Franciscans to get to where they need to go without fossil fuels. You know, we already have about 19,000 fast chargers in the state, but the Energy Commission estimates that we're going to need 39,000 by 2030 and 83,000 by 2035. So what does that say? There is a lot of opportunity. IANA will take as much as you want to offer. And in spite of the federal headwinds, California is still really committed to ensuring that all Californians, regardless of where they live, have access to reliable and safe and and affordable charging. So, and I guess I'll just kind of in closing say that no matter what the state policies are, and we are still, you know, all in on making sure that we can make this transition, nothing really happens without the state and local level, right? So we wouldn't be able to build here, and Ayana wouldn't exist if we didn't have partners on the ground. So thank you, Mayor Lori, for and all of San Francisco for your partnership here. Thank you, Ayana, for bringing a private partnership and private dollars to into the market. And thank you all for being here today to celebrate.
Thank you so much, Gia. And finally, we are going to welcome Ayana CEO Seth Cutler. He's been in the EV charging industry for over 15 years, so really from the ground floor. He's held leadership roles at General Electric, Electrify America, and EV Connect before joining Ayana to revolutionize the EV charging experience across the U.S., and he's doing it at Ayana Speed. So welcome, Seth.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's really really electrifying to be here today, see all the folks come out and support what we're building here in San Francisco. Let me start by thanking all the speakers who have joined us today to celebrate this momentous occasion. Today is, first of all, our first site here in San Francisco, but it also marks the kickoff of our California Grand Tour. We'll be having similar events like this today across the entire state leading up until the end of the week with some big announcements from Ayana. You know, less than 2 years ago, Ayana was founded by eight of the world's largest automakers to really redefine what public charging in the U.S. and North America could be. Our team is charged with deploying 30,000 charging bays in the United States and into Canada. And really, it goes way beyond just putting chargers in the ground. The Ayana promise is to ensure that we give drivers the network coverage they need, the reliability that they deserve, and the amenities that they crave. We're not building just another charging network. We're really trying to build a different type of experience for drivers, one that puts drivers first, that prioritizes reliability, that seamlessly integrates technology from the steering wheel to the grid, and that offers the freedom to travel wherever the road may lead. California has long set the national benchmark for clean energy and electric transportation. It is home to the country's largest EV market, and we're really proud to be able to be here in this state with this grand tour this week. We've been fortunate to collaborate closely with many of the speakers and your teams that are here today who have played a pivotal role in making sites like this possible. Our partnership with Pacific Gas and Electric has been especially important, and we're proud to announce today that we're planning for 850 high-powered charging bays across PG&E service territory by 2028. Right here at Folsom Street, the trenches for 10 charging bays that you guys can see right around you have been set. And this is the first step to more than 450 high-powered charging bays planned for the Bay Area over the next 3 years. Thanks for the collaboration for everyone here today. We're turning long-term plans for California into real progress. We may have gone past the groundbreaking stage at this particular site, but what I can tell you is that this site and other sites I'll be talking about later this week really mark a pivotal moment and a pivotal milestone for Ayana as we expand into California beyond just our national footprint that we've started to do in the last 2 years. So with that, in order to commemorate today's site, I'd like to invite all the speakers to come up and help me sign this plaque that we'll be showcasing here once this site goes live to consumers. Thank you all for being here.